Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Fallingbostel,
Germany.
St. Barbara Gym in Fallingbostel is the physical and recreational training centre for the barracks, and it's also home to a number of the station's sports and fitness clubs. But recently, that's all had to change, as structural damage to the gym's roof means it's currently deemed unsafe for use. Spinning, Zumba, circuits and children's karate. These are just some of the activities that usually go on in Fally's PNRTC gym. Shan Laybourne runs the Little Ninjas Karate Club. She was teaching one of her classes when it became apparent there was a problem with the building.
We had three PTIs walk into the gym and tell us we suddenly had to evacuate the gym. Something to do with the roof falling in. We were told that the builders had put a hole in the roof accidentally and that they'd found that all the joists were rotten and it could collapse at any second.
After ringing round to find an alternative venue, it was one of the base's primary schools that agreed to host the Little Ninjas.
Shackleton School said that we could use their hall, which was fantastic. We're really grateful to them. We actually did used to teach in the school, but then we moved to the gym because obviously a slightly bigger facility.
The karate kids aren't the only ones to have been affected by the problems at the gym. As Fallingbostel Cricket Club gears up for a busy summer season, they've had to swap their regular training venue for the Four Scots MT Workshop, as club captain Sergeant Kev Roberts explains.
Obviously the workshop is a working workshop. There's lots of vehicles that have to be moved out of the way in order to make it safer, both us to play cricket, but also to make sure that the vehicles and the equipment that's there doesn't get struck by the ball or by us running around inside the gym.
The unseasonable bad weather means the cricketers are likely to be practicing in the MT workshop for the next few weeks. Club president Stuart Campbell.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to get used to playing indoors for a bit longer, I reckon, because I can't see any chance of getting outside at the moment. It's a different game altogether indoors, but it's quite good fun. We've got a massive year coming up because this is more than likely to be our last ever year playing cricket here in Fallingbostel. So last year in the league, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the games, some kids cricket, barbecues, that sort of thing, big parties planned. So we want to make it a good year because it's our last one.
But Kev Roberts says the temporary indoor arrangements shouldn't put off anyone interested in getting involved with the club ahead of an exciting English cricketing summer in the heart of Germany.
If you look on the Facebook page, Fallingbostel Cricket, you'll find all the details on there of our upcoming games for this season and also details about the training sessions, where and when they'll be held.
PTIs tell BFBS that they've been assured the gym will be fully repaired and ready for use again towards the end of April. For now, the cardio suite and weights room remain open, but with a gaping hole in the main gym hall preventing clubs from using the facility, sportsmen and women across the station should be prepared for more disruption and adaptation in the coming weeks. This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Fallingbostel.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.